Metaltlin shear eitz levit. If you leave all the metaltlin, that's called a shear for the evid. But v'lo yoso metaltlin shear eitz ksuba. But by ksuba, if you leave all the metaltlin, that's not called a shear. Let's see what Rosh Bam explained. The Yom Rabin mi Yom Rablez also af agav diktoni shayr kaka kolshu lo yotze ben chayrin. Even though it says according to Reb Shimon that the person left over a kaka kolshu, so this is going according to the Tanakama, that if he leaves over kaka kolshu, the yevah does not go out fully yotze ben chayrin. Who adin, the same thing would be im shayr metatlin kolshu. If the master says I want to give a present all my nechassim to my yevid, excluding some metatlin kolshu, it also could mean to exclude the evid. The avda namik metatlin dummy, because never is also like metatlin. Shrei einim mechuba kaka, not attached to the kaka. The korulei bnei yodim metatli, and people call them metatlin. Alma, what do we see? Afagav diktoni kaka, even though it says kaka, lav davka doesn't really mean kaka. Hello, adin the metatlin, because here it says loshin of the koyt of Tanakama. Shaya kaka kolshu, if he left over some kaka from self, we say he meant to leave over the evit. And we're saying now the Brisa of Dimi says, not only if he left over some kaka, even leaving over metatlim, who are din lematatlim. So even though it says loshin of shaya kaka, it does not only mean kaka, it could also mean metatlim. I'll tell you, masnisa nami, metatli ksei panasosai kemekaka domi, or kemekaka Kidei panasasa domi. So even though our Mishnah says he left over kaka kolshu, kaka doesn't have to mean bedafka kaka. Kaka could also mean metatlim. Just like you see here, it says in the Mishnah of Teyah that if you mekonta tanakamo, if you shy the kaka kolshu, maybe you mean to include the evid. And if Dimi Bar Yosef says on Reb Lezer, it's not only if he's meshaya kaka, who didn't if he's meshaya metatlim. You see, leaving over metatlin is also included in the lashon of kaka. So who is even though Mishnah says kaka, sometimes kaka is lav davka. So what's your big kasha then, Reb Yosef? They say that the kasha, I could say metatlin is also good, and now Mishnah shai kaka kolshu, I says kaka. You see, sometimes though, even though Mishnah says kaka, it could also mean metatlin. What's the second halacha though? But v'lo yosu metatlin shirei seksuva. The Tanan Gave the Hebrew Masech the Peya. Perikin Leo Masim Lo Vashim Lo Exarchais Nechosim of Noi. He writes off his property to his children. The cost of Lishta Kaka Koshu. And he also includes that his wife gets some Kaka. Of the Ksuba. So Lochri then she loses the Ksuba. What the husband means to do is give all the property away to his sons. And there's nothing left for a Ksuba. Yeah. So there we say, but let's say he gave all his property away to his sons. But he only left over some Metatlim for his wife. That's no good. And then we say, if I care, that she still has the right to receive the ksuba. That's called, for lo yosu metatlin shirei seksuba. If the husband left over just some metatlin for his wife, that's not called a shir. Then we say he has no right to leave over his wife, then she'll have a right to receive the ksuba. By koponim, that's the kasha. Here we see in the ratio that even though the mishnah there said karka, is lav davka karka, could also mean metatlin. Yeah. Alright, let's turn over. Also like this, I'll tell you, Hossam Bedinu Dulalis Nikaka. I say there's no proof over there. Really, when you give away your Eved or your Nechosim and leave over Shire Kok, Shire Kaka Goshu, really, Hossam Bedinu Dulalis Nikaka. It did not have to say the word Kaka altogether, I'll tell you, over there, really. So Rashi says, maybe no. Wherever Mishnah says Kaka means Badafka Kaka. For Ocher Gabi Evid, you know why by Evid we say Metatlin is also? Because the Lav Davka, the Bedinud Lo Yiboyle Lemisne Kaka. It didn't have to say the word Kaka. Ela Metatlin Evid Lemisne Behedye. Should have said clearly Metatlin. Just the Yad of the Tony Rasha. Since it says in the Rasha that Yerbe Kiva Roimer Kaka Kol Shukhi Evazapeya. Yerbe Kiva in the Rasha, the Mishnah there was talking about Kaka. And he was saying a lot of halachas depend if you own property. And those halachas, how much property do you have to own? Halacha is even a kolshu. Like it says, halacha is kaka kolshu chiyavasav pepeya. Even if you have a small piece of land and you grow on it, you have to leave over peya.
full bikurim. The first bikurim that grow, you have to bring bikurim from it. The lichtem ol a prusbul, you can only write a prusbul if the leiva has karka, even a small amount of karka. The lichtmeisim moyen nechosim shem le machrayis, the kest of the shtar of chazaka, is a kinyan agav. Agav, I give you over some karka, I could also be makan to you mitatlim. How much karka do I have to give you? Even a kol shoe. See, that was the ratio of the mission over there. That the Rekiva said, all these lochas apply even to a karka kol shoe. So I tell you, Mishamachi Ketoni Karka. That's why it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah that a case of Kol Nechos of Liavdoi is Yotza Ben Chorin, but Shara Karka Kol Shu is Liyotza. There's really, you didn't have to say the word Karka altogether there. There are Vada Metatlam also, and Evid is like Metatlam also. The only reason why it said Lashon Karka was because the Rashi said the word Karka. So therefore, it's not a kasha why their Karka means a Metatlam. But usually, when the Mishnah says Lashon of Karka, it means Karka Vedavka, and not something else. That's where Rabbi Yosef is the kasha. Now Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Shana Karka Kolshu, you can't tell me the Mishnah also means Metatlam. Since the Mishnah says Karka, Karka is Karka, not Metatlam. Now the Mishnah kasha. Tachol Hecha the Tony Kolshu, less you wrote, like your second question was, how could you say you have to leave over Karka? The size of Kedei Panasosoi enough to make a living from it. Our Mishnah says Shara Karka Kolshu. So it says Lashon of Kolshu. Kolshu means Kolshu and not Kedei Panasosoi. So where's the kasha? Is that true? So Galecha the Tony Kolshu, Leslie Shur, there's no Shir, for you to now learn like this. Rabbi Doisa Ben Hurkin is saying there. Chomash Recheles, if you have five different goats, Goizuzois Mona Upras, Chayav is Vreshus Agaz. The Loch of Vreshus Agaz, that when you shear off the wool off your goats, so you have to give a certain amount for a kain, a matnas kuna. That's called Vreshus Agaz, from the first shearings off of your goats. So it says there that the Beisun Hukun says, if you have to shear off five goats, and if you go to this monopras, you have to take off a monopras Chayav. That's so much in Chuyiv and Reshus Agaz. I'm saying this. Yemurav monopras, Bein Chamishton, between all five of them. Vavache Mechumashis, Kol Achav Yeshbot Semar, Chaymish Shel Monopras. Together you have to have a mononopras worth of wool, and each one gave a fifth of this. That's what he says. Monopras Yechayas Reshus Agaz. As long as you shear off some wool from five different goats, even though you only got a small amount, it's still mechuyev reshus agaz. Now the yarminu we say kama kol shein. How much is a kol shein? A marav monopras. It means a monopras ubavat shein mechumoshes. Not like this. The Tanakhama says each one has to give off a monopras from each rochel, and he says no. That each one could give off only one-fifth of that. It means from all five of them together, you have to have a monopras. And it has to be equally, like a fifth, from each rochel. So I quote on him, even though it says a loshen, that he says kolshu, he says what? Chom maimrim. Chom shechilas goizos kolshein. And we say, what does a kolshein mean? Not anything. But you also have to have an amount. You have to have a monopras. Just as a kula, you don't have to have a mon and a pras from each one of them. It's enough all of them together. So who you see, even though it says a kol shu, it's like it needs a shear. It's much like this. Hostum over there, but didn't really to learn listening kol shu. It's simply said the word kol shu. But v'yadi dekom atanakama shiurai, rabba. Since the Tanakama said that you have to have a mon and a pras from each one of them, and more from all five, from each one of the five, has to give off so much wool, Omer Iyonami, he said back also, Shir Rezutio, Karvelei Kolshu, since his shear back was a smaller shear, that you just need a mon and a pras from all five together, that's why he said a Lashon of Kolshin. But not that he really meant a Kolshu. You know, he meant really right away to say, you need a mon and a pras. Just negate to what the first man Yama said, like you need a mon and a pras from each one of them, he said back, no, I don't need so much. I need much smaller than that. How much is smaller? I need a mon and a pras from all five of them together. So if it's not a kasha, it could be really when the Mishnah says tam, kosh like an al Mishnah. when it says shiny kaka kol shu, taka kamina kol shu, any small amount is enough of a shear. We can't give him a measurement. Just over here, since here the Tanakama said a big shear, so he said kol shu, he taka meant an amount. But usually kol shu taka means the smallest thing, not any amount at all. Alright, we'll stop here.
Kufnu number Aleph, you're holding here. Now you can make a bracha and make a lesh masukah here. You're holding off Kufnu number Aleph. Pshita, Nimilu Gemara. Pshita, Nimilu. Pshita, Oma metaltlin lapalmia. Let's say a shchimara said he wants his metaltlin, his like utensils, to go to somebody. So lochari is kol mani tashmishte koni. That person acquires all his utensils. Everything. But lavar michiti usari. Excluding, though, the utensils he needs to grind up or to make his wheat or barley. And that's what he still needs to live on, that he left over. That he doesn't mean to give away. But everything else, all the other metaltlim, that he means to give away. He says, things that Imam needs to live on, that he still means to leave over. What can be if he says, Kol metaltel lepalmi, all my metaltel should go to that person. Then afilu chit yosari, even the candle for the wheat and for the barley also go. The afilu rechayim haliyona kona, even the top part of the rechayim of the millstone, also he means to give away. But levar mi rechayim atachtoina, only the bottom part that he doesn't mean to give away yet, because the bottom part is still attached to the ground. It's very hard to move. It's not really cold like metaltlin. It's hard to move it. So therefore, since he only said kol metaltali, he only meant things that are easy to move around, so everything just excluding the bottom part of the rechaim of the millstone. What about if he says kol de metaltal, mash, anything that even could be moved? Then afilu rechaim atachtoi nekoni, and even the bottom millstone also means to give away. Yeah. Because that's the lashon of kol de metaltal, mash, anything that even could be moved. Now we boilu, I have a question like this. Avdo kemakarka oy kematalte domi. Where does an Eved Kanani go in the picture? Is an Eved Kanani considered like metalten, or is he considered like an Eved, or is he considered like karka? That's the shayla. So Rashi says, Nihi vadi the avdo kemakarka oy domi. We know that avodim is like a karka, linyan shmua of a kinyan, that you coin an Eved with star with chazoka, yek was midiraisa avad, an Eved Kanani is like karka. Avolinian loshim b'nei yodam miklilu metaltli. That's the shayla. By a matnei shchimura, when he says metaltlim, does it mean to include an eved kanani or not? When people talk and they say metaltlim, do they also mean an eved kanani or not? That's the gemara shayla. So omele ravacha b'rede ravaviro l'ravashi toshma, come in here. It says alocha ha'moich resi'ir. If somebody sells the whole city, so mocha batim tichon umoros. Including in the city is all the houses, all the caves, square things, the bathhouses, Beis Abadim, the olive presses, the Beis Hashalchim, the field that you water with. But you do not mean to sell the utensils in a tautlam that sit in the city. But if you said, he, I'm selling you the city and everything inside it, then afilu hoyebo behemo ayavodim harei kula nechurim. Then everything is included. So the chura, it's very good if you tell me bishleim kemetaltlim domi, that an eved kanani is so called like metaltlim mishum hachilay mizdavim bereisha. Therefore, in the ratio, when he says I'll sell you that city, what he meant to say the city means karka or houses that are mechubal karka. That's all, but not metaltlim. Therefore, when you sell the city, you do not mean to include the Eved Kanani. Therefore, it's very good why it's not included in the ratio. But Iyamad, if you can tell me, though, that Kimekakoi Domi, that an Eved Kanani is considered like Karka, even in Loshim B'nei Yodom, so my name is Davin, how come there's not called in the sale? Like Lamaisa, you said you're selling the city, and all the Karka is sold. So why isn't the Eved also sold? So this is the proof that's called Kimekakoi. Tomorrow says no. V'yelo my kimetalt l'domi. What do you want to tell me? Bring a proof from here. That loshin b'niyod in the way people speak. They call an eved kanani metaltlim. Maya filu.
So what are you telling me then, Afilu? What's the Chiddush Afilu? Like it says in the Sefer, like when you say, he, v'chol mashur v'toichoi, then Afilu Avodim is also. What's the Chiddush in Afilu Avodim? It's like regular Metatlin. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella, mayosachman, what do you have to say? That Shani Metatlin denied, Metatlin denied. There's a big difference whether Metatlin could walk around by themselves, or that can't walk around by itself. Therefore, never, even though it's a Metatlin, but it's a Chiddush, because since it can walk around by itself, maybe it's not included in the sill of the city, even though you say everything inside it. If Sodi Gemara says, even if you want to say Nebed Kenani, it's called like kark or like property. In Lashon B'nai Yodom, I tell you, Shani Mekakroi Denaydi, Mekakroi Denaydi, still there's a difference. That when you sell a city, you only mean the property that's not movable. That property you mean to sell. But a Nebed Kenani that's movable, that you do not mean to sell. So if it's not no proof, it could be a Nebed Kenani is a karka, just is not included in the sale because it's a different type of a karka. Oh, Malay Ravina Rav Ashi, Toshima coming here. Says Alocha Hakoisev Liavde Kol Nechosov. If the master writes off a present, then all his property should go to his own Eved. So says Alocha is Yotze Ben Chayim. The Eved Kenani goes out free. Like the master means to give himself also away. So the Eved is kind of everything, and that means the Eved goes out free. What's going to be Shaya Kaka Kolshu? Let's say the master leaves over a little bit Kaka, then Lo Yosef Ben Chayrin, then the Eved does not go out free. Because we have to be afraid by leaving over some Kaka. Maybe what he meant is he's leaving over the Eved himself. So he does not mean to give the Eved away, therefore the Eved does not go out free. On this, Rabbi Shimon says, no, Liyolam Hu Ben Chayrin. He still goes out free. Even though the master was shy and left open for himself, Kaka Kolshu, still he goes out free. Ashiyom, until he says, Kol Nechosai Nesunim Laploni Avdi. Until, the only time we say he doesn't go out free, we have before, is when the master says, I'm giving everything away to my Yevid, Chutz excluding Me'echad Mirbu Yeshabem, 1/10,000 of it. If he says a lesson like that, then we say maybe meant to include the Yevid. But if he only is a shaya kaka, kaka does not mean to leave over the Yevid. Now, the Yomer Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Loza, also metaltlim shir eitzel Yevid, ployotza metaltlim shir eitzel ksuba. He said, according to the Tanakhama, that says when the master gives away the present to the Yevid, if he leaves over some kaka, so the Yevid does not go out free, because if the master is leaving over some kaka for himself, we have to say what he means to say maybe is he wants the Eved to still stay by him. So then the Eved is not going out free, the Eved is kind of nothing. And he adds on, Rav Lezer, that even if the master left over some metaltlim, it's also called the shir. It's called the shir eitzel Eved. Just by ksuba, if you only leave over metaltlim and not kaka, that's not good. Now, the chura, what do you see from here? You see from here that an Eved is called Metaltlin. Therefore, if the master gives away everything to his Eved, but he says, I'm leaving over some Metaltlin, some movable things for myself, we have to be afraid maybe he means to leave over the Eved for himself. You see, an Eved is called Metaltlin. Now, V'yor Malay Rav Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman, my time avdo Metaltlihu. What's the reason? The reason is because an Eved is Metaltlihu. Or metaltla, metaltla, heavy shear. So therefore, if the master says, I'll give you everything, but I'm leaving over some metaltla for myself, since an Eved is also metaltla, he's a movable thing, so we have to be afraid maybe the master meant to leave him over. But since an Eved is metaltla, therefore metaltla is called a shear for an Eved. So I call upon him, you see clearly here, that an Eved is called kemetaltla. He also is included in metaltla. Now, Mashenke nuksubas isha. That an isha, when she receives a ksuba, mikakoihu, she only has the right to collect it from karka. Or metaltli le mikakoi le heavy shear. Therefore, the husband, like, gave away a present, all his nechosim to his sons, and only left over some metaltlim for his wife, that's not called a shear for the ksuba. Because metaltlim is nothing for ksuba. You don't collect the ksuba from metaltlim. It's a special locha. A ksuba you only collect from karka. Yeah. So koponim luchura the raya from here luchura that an eved is called kimatatlim dami.
Omalei
said back then like this. Listen.